You're such an asshole.
Good evening, late night. Man, I look like crap with this light on me. I look horrible and old. Late night Cappy, waiting for my nieces to get here. That's why Cappy's staying up. Might as well bang out some work over at assholeconsulting.com, where I have answers if you got questions, as long as you got money. And our client today did. She has money. It's one of the rare female clients. We do have those occasionally. and this one, I hate to say it, we're going to have to practice some stoicism because it's rather lengthy. So you might want to pause or go to the bathroom now, and then we'll come back. But after going through lots of words, fortunately, I've come to the conclusion this is more or less out of people's control. Don't know how, but saw you and some of your friends talking about girls on the YouTubes. It's interesting to listen to a man's view on women. I have to say, the more I hear you talk, the better I feel about myself and position. However, I have yet to come across a great Christian man. I know we probably don't see eye to eye on religion, but this is a must-have for me. Yes, I am Christian. Yes, I have, and will continue to make mistakes. I'll try to be brief. And you and TJ, you like being brief? How do you like younger men? I have a young man who also likes to be brief. His name is TJ Martinell. I'll try to be brief and supply you with pertinent info, then give my rationale. Of course, if we hung out, you would get a better understanding of my personality and character. But already you're talking too much. Okay, that's one thing. You need to be more succinct. Okay, get to the point. And at your age, the guy's age, we don't have a lot of time left. Let's go. Let's see what you can gather from below. This letter may come off long, but I think a bullet point layout will be aesthetically pleasing and easy to analyze. This is an example of me having fun and trying new things, consulting an asshole. Oh. Quick info, 40-year-old white woman. Why is white in quotations? You're white. In an area, I'm going to keep you anonymous. You're 5'5", 120 pounds. She did send pictures. She is thin. She is very attractive. Divorced for about 5 years. No kids, no pets, no debt, except for a small amount of credit card. That stresses me out. Good, good. Bought a house about 3 years ago. I have a job and a bachelor's degree, not in English. Ha ha. I calculate where I could meet quality men. I'm sure quality guys hang out in the same places that crap guys do. Church. Okay, so now she's going through different places. Church, but none really sit around me. I don't walk around at church to meet men. Should I change where I sit? All right, I'm going to tell you this right now. Most Christian men are pussies. Terribly sorry. Go watch the South. This is an old South Park episode where Jesus and the devil fight. And the devil just beats the crap out of Jesus. And that is, now that's a cartoon, and Jesus would be almighty, if you believe. But that is your modern day Christian man, in the United States anyway. They're timid, they're shy. Some guys go to church, and you changing where you sit isn't going to change. You have to go to the singles groups, and don't expect any masculine. I mean, unless in the area you're at where I could see maybe there are some masculine Christian males left, but for the most part, most Christian men today are pussies, right? So I don't know if they're going to give you the VTs. What are the VTs? Look it up. Gym, you go to work out, not talk. Okay, a gym, that's not a bad place to go. Not a bad place to go. You're going to have to flirt with a guy. There's nothing wrong with that. But the problem with the gym is men face the do not shit where you eat rule because that's their gym and they don't want to ask a girl out, get shot down. And it's kind of socially awkward for the both of you. Like, imagine if a guy asked you out that you didn't want to go out with. I mean, that would kind of like, I hope Bob or whatever his name isn't there. And then also it's akin to work, but not as bad. Men have been reminded by some of the managerial staff at gyms. You really shouldn't be asking girls out at the gym. You should in theory in a free market, free world, but girls are a lot, maybe not you, but a lot of girls are uncomfortable being asked out at the gym. And some of them just want to go and work out. They don't want to be harassed or bothered, which is understandable. Grocery store. We go out to buy food and get out. The grocery store may be one of the last safe havens. You like food. I like food. You like air. I like air. Oh my God. We have so much in common. Yeah, but are you flirting and giving clear signals? Are you batting your eyelashes? Are you, or do you just go in there and, you know, and also how do you dress? Now, gym, obviously, workout and clothes. Church is another, the church or the grocery store, I would be say is the same thing. You don't want to dress like garbage, but you don't want to dress like you're going to a nightclub either. There's nothing wrong with putting on in your climate, it's warmer. You could put on a nice summer dress quite late into the season, whether you're going to church or you're going to the grocery store. I've told the story many times. If you're new, you haven't heard about the elderly lady. She was at least 60 plus, and she just had on a simple blue dress. And I was not physically attracted to her, but I turned around because she was put together. She had a nice blue dress on. She had heels, and she had long hair, and she looked feminine. And it wasn't that she was hot. She just wasn't wearing sweatpants or pink with a fat ass stinking out, sticking out, which is what most gals do today. So the grocery store might be. Volunteer, I'm most excited about this one, but it hasn't happened yet. Again, could be don't shit where you eat. What if these guys really want to help with the whales or whatever you're volunteering for? It's not as taboo. I mean, if you're a volunteer, you're not getting paid. It's not, you know, that's fine. Not the worst thing. You know what I'm going to add? Let me add, I'm going to have to add, I forgot these notes. I've given this advice before. What else is manly? That'll be enough for now. So the volunteer, I'd keep doing that. Plus, if you like it, you like it. Going out, I could potentially meet someone going out, but I do not go out often. I'm not so social. I will go out, karaoke, dance, a set. That's over. I think the nightclubs are done. men, especially at your age, are not going to be going to nightclubs or bars. Karaoke, people are singing. Nightclubs are loud. Men, the men in your dating range, since you're 40, they're not 25-year-old horny men who will go and yell out their voice over loud music to get a girl a drink or buy girls drinks to get a number that may or may not have all the digits there and may or may not work. But as you know, that takes money. I like to say I'm good with money, so this is not a weekly or more occurrence. I would not bother with the nightclubs. Online, been there, done that, turned off at the moment, not into trash and lies. Well, Did you set your filters real high? Like, I am only interested in marriage. And I'll tell you, I mean, that here's the problem online. Online dating, for the most part, guys just are kind of interested in sex. And at 40, the younger guy's only going to view you as Cougar MILF or MILFy Cougar. That's a superhero. Cougar, oh no, it's Cougar MILF. Would she be the villainess or the heroine? MILFy Cougar, no, the Cougar MILF. Oh, no, not the Cougar MILF. I think it'd be an enemy. It'd be an arch nemesis, a villainous. the online, so the younger guy, and then the older guys, I think most guys have tapped out of online dating, anything worth quality. So I understand it's a cesspool, but don't tell me you didn't have hundreds of responses. And maybe you just didn't have time to go through them, but that might be your job. Instead of spending 2 hours going to a nightclub or going to a gym or going volunteer, maybe you sift through 200 emails and find the one or two, which admittedly it is going to be that low, of guys that aren't just like spraying and praying. And it's gotten so bad now because girls are so picky. Men just swipe right is go. They'll just swipe right on every, they won't even look. And the reason they're doing that is they're outsourcing the decision-making to the women, because beforehand it was, and if you're really interested, I'm going to recommend this because I wrote a book, The Book of Numbers, Analyze an ROI in the Pursuit of Women. And whereas you would think it would focus on women, yes, it does. But you cannot focus on supply and demand with only focusing on what would be supply, I guess, in this case. So you would also have to focus on demand. Or if you were to reverse the sexual interest, the supply of men. And so I also analyze what percent of men out there are quality or women are willing to date. And it's very, very low. And so when you have all these guys just going like that, because it's more efficient, you're going to have to sift through a lot. And it's about 1 in 100. Guys, maybe 5 in 100, but it's low. So maybe you want to revisit online because there's no investment cost. It's just you. And there's time. You're in line. Just go through it. You're on the toilet. Go through it. You're sitting waiting for a bus. Go through it. Work, your favorite. No. This is how I see it. See, the reason you could see it differently is because no guy's going to file a sexual harassment complaint against you and ruin your freaking life. And you say, but I wouldn't do that. And you know what? You're right. If I had to estimate, 75% of women would not do it. Some guy asked you how it worked. Yeah, but it's that 1 in 4. And that probably is that high. It's worse than Muslim terrorists. You know, like what, like 1 in 10 are radicalized? That's 1 in 10. Girls, the younger, 1 in 4. And you know what? This isn't like the guy approaches you and asks you out at Trader Joe's. Well, he might run into you at Trader Joe's again, so he doesn't go to that Trader Joe's. This is his livelihood. So I'll tell you right now, don't expect those guys to ask you out at work. That ship sailed long time ago with feminism, which is none of your fault, I understand. But that the sexual harassment, the workplace, and getting sued and losing your job, nope. Mm-mm, nope. No. N to O to the P to the E. Nobody, nope, nope, nobody, nope, nope. On days that I know what I'm doing, this is how I see it. On days that I know what I'm doing and I'm on a roll, the guy can see me in my natural state. He sees that I care about my job, notices my happy personality, hears my genuine laughter. When I'm upset, he sees that I'm not a psycho girl that flies off the handle. So I think work could be a great place to notice a true person's character, whether it be positive or negative. Right now in 2021, no guy is paying attention to you at work. They might notice it. Oh, dang, she's hot. Look at that. You know, Amy, her name's not Amy. Amy wore a sexy little outfit or something. But ain't no guy, unless he's really stupid, which I presume you're going to want to screen for, is going to approach a girl at work. It just isn't going to happen. And they may notice that, but you know what? They like to pay for rent. They like not being homeless and they like not starving to death. They like not going and begging the government for money and applying for EBT cards. Some of these guys, I don't know where you work or what you do, but I presume some of these guys also have somewhat successful and prestigious careers. Maybe not prestigious, but successful. No. No. And there's a much lesser chance of this, but there is a chance they could file a lawsuit against you, or not a lawsuit, a complaint. I don't know exactly how that would work, but they could file a complaint against you. And now you're up shit creek. So talk to your parents, talk to women, talk to the boomer women, talk to some older Gen X women who ruined that dating pool, because why would women want gainfully employed men as dating prospects? Oh, that's so funny. I've never seen so many torpedoes shot into one's own boat. I've never seen so much. It's like you set it for 180 degrees, coming right back on you. Not you. This is just people before you ruined it for you. Other, I do get emails from meetup.com, which I do partake in activities that I like, such as camping and hiking. I get paranoid that I could get kidnapped. Well, okay, get over that. Yes, you could carry a gun. Maybe I should just do it. Bring a weapon. Yes. Tell friends, go with a group outing, or just, I mean, do you have to go to the camping and hike? Well, hiking in the daytime with a group is one thing, but camping, why don't you go on the hiking meetup first, meet some people, and then maybe people suggest camp. There's plenty of volleyball, where it's a group of people and it's safe. I really enjoyed meetup like 15 years ago where there was running clubs and people showed up, and I don't know where it is like at your place. But where I used to live, like barely anyone shows up to meetups. You would have 4,000 members in this one group and like 5 people might show up, none of which on time. And it's kind of important if it's a running group because you all want to run at the same time. And yeah, you should be carrying a weapon. Absolutely. Not in case someone tries something with you, but you just have a weapon at all times. Yes. And you're in a state to do it. My rationale. One, simply put, it's just not my time to meet someone. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with you or your time or fate or God or Jesus. All right. I know you, and I know you being critical. The Lord has a plan. That's the weakest sauce excuse I've. That's the weakest excuse sauce I've ever heard Christian women say, because you're not putting in the effort. You're not doing the things you don't want to do that would actually result in better chances, but no guarantee. So it's always, oh, God has a plan. Jesus has a way. It's just not my time to meet someone. I am not desperate. I do great by myself, but I want a man to share life with. Two, I have been called a unicorn. Being said, perhaps guys consider me a wild card. Perhaps guys consider me a wild card and would rather go with what they know, a crazy psycho chick. They could also be lying to you. Look, if a guy wanted to ask you out and he was courageous and brave enough, he would have done so. So there might be another, and I have a theory, I can't guarantee you. And like with anything else, sociologically speaking or romantically speaking, it's obviously a factor of many variables, location, age, peer group, socioeconomic status, how much you go out, personality. But I have a general theory that I think will explain most of it, but we'll go through what your rationales are and why they may or may not be right or wrong. If you were a unicorn, how come they're not asking you out? Don't know why you would choose that over a funny, I think I am happy, unique person. Yeah, who talks a lot? Don't forget that. If you talk like you write, oh my God. Yeah, you're a unicorn. You're sweet. I don't have time to go on a date with you. And by time, I don't mean like today, but like you talk so much, I'll die because my life expectancy is only 35 years. I'm being hard on you. Welcome to the club. It's not nice guy consulting. Where are we? Three, watching other videos that may possess some masculine energy and need help in dialing it down. When you live alone, you must also do the man stuff around the house. But my house is very feminine. I don't think it's that either. I mean, man stuff, you change your own oil, clean your own guns. You don't even own a gun. You play video games. I mean, what do you fart? You know, what's the man stuff? It's chores. It's chores. Four, I don't know. There's your answer. You don't know. Well, there you have it, Mr. Cleary. I hope this wasn't too painful. I'm interested in your advice and rationale. Rationale ends with an E. You're spelling rational. All right, I'll keep you anonymous. Consultation, boo-da-boo. Boo-da-boo. It wasn't that bad. Oh, then you send pictures. Do I get pictures of you? I want to see some pictures. This is a PDF. Why'd you send me a PDF? Why don't you guys just respond to the original email? I have info. That's a description. All right, are the pictures here? I can't see the pictures. No, it says they're attached. Well, that's the PDF file. All right, whatever. The picture, you're a very attractive woman. There's no doubt about it. Your body's in great shape. You're very attractive. Nice long hair. Beautiful face. You're carrying a gun, so you do have guns. So you probably need a pistol instead of a rifle. So it's not your looks. That's certainly not it. You are attractive, and especially for 40. This is what happens when you guys create multiple threads. I got to go back through multiple threads because there was other stuff. And I'm not going to mention it, but I do have to mention some key stuff. That's not it. Okay, there's a third email thread. All right. I asked you, do you have premarital sex? Here's my questions. Okay. Do you have premarital sex? Do you ever ask out guys why they never committed? Also, how frequently are you asked out, say, per week or per month? Okay. I don't want to mention any of these things. You do have premarital sex. Okay, so it's not that. Okay, you're not a prude. You have dated other men since your divorce. Details that are irrelevant. You don't get asked out. Okay, I forgot, a month ago. This is important. A 60-plus-year-old guy at a place said he wanted to spend more time with me. No, no, thank you. Not into older men. I get asked out rarely, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not the most normal, and I think that's a red flag. Well, what's your behavior that's abnormal? I'm not saying don't be yourself. You got to be yourself, especially this late in the game. I mean, you're not going to change. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. You need more exposure. Not social. You got to get out more. It's a bit difficult to exposure when you're not super social. That's why I'm hoping to meet some guy volunteering. Well, that's being so. Look, you got to get out there, man. I'll tell you this. I mean, I don't like being so. Well, too freaking bad. Guys don't like hitting the gym. Well, too freaking bad. That's how you get girls. I don't like going out and having to approach women. Well, too freaking bad. Risking rejection is how you get girls. I don't like eating broccoli. I want to eat chocolate syrup all day. Well, too freaking bad. You don't get girls by getting fat. You get girls by, not eating broccoli, but, having a good diet and everything. Fun construction. You change my mind. So blah, blah, wasting time day. I'm sure I'll have a drink if I get asked out. There's a few guys at work that I go out with. No. But I don't see them much, and they haven't asked, so that means they're not interested. No, they very well might be interested. They just don't want to lose their jobs and therefore livelihood. Open shut case, blah, blah, blah. All right, so it's not so open shut. As I said before, it is multivariate. Where'd we go? So here are my notes. Let me pull them up here. Okay. The main reason you're not getting asked out is it's because of your age. Not necessarily because of your age, though 40 is pushing it. It's because men within your dating range, which I'm going to assume is 35, apparently not 60, you're not going to date older. Well, lady, if that's 40, good luck, because any guy younger is only going to be interested in sex. But even 35 to, let's say, a normal dating, plus or minus 5, 45, let's say, say 50. Let's say you went 10 years older, which I think is normal. Those guys are burnt out, either because they're relatively fresh off divorce. Maybe they've finally got the kids back. They've dated, and they're just old, not in an aged sense, but dating is old to them. Now, I provided a link. It should have a timestamp in it. I was on a podcast with the younger man, Jack Napier. He's out in Sweden or wherever the hell he's at. And we talked about men because he's a younger guy. He's like, sometimes I just want to stay at home. It's like, yeah, you're getting old because dating sucks, not just for women, but definitely for men too. And by the time you're 40 and certainly 50, I can only imagine, you're not going to ask because they've dated. The guys who are good looking and have dated a lot of girls, they've dated. The novelty is gone. And for the most part, not your fault, but your sisters have made dating a royal pain in the ass. It's not novel. It's not new. It's not fun. It's not like you're a giddy 13-year-old boy like, I really like Amy Jones or Susie Susieson. Oh, I'm going to ask her to the dance. Oh, I'm so nervous. It's like, no, they've had sex. They've been there, done that. The wonderment, the sheen of women have gone away. And if they're divorced, they're really once bitten, twice shy. So, and another thing, they're old. They're tired. Their testosterone's not as high as it used to be. They're not going to ask a girl out. It's not like when you got an ice cream show, there's a great ice cream shake. Boy, I'm not going to have them every day, but by God, when the time comes, I'm going to get another ice cream shake. You go ask a 47-year-old guy who's been divorced, went through that crap, or has just dated enough and say, hey, you want to go ask girls out at the bar? Hey, there's a cute girl at church. So there is. Why, yes. That is a cute girl at church. She is sitting over there. Oh, and little shaggy too. And go with God. All right, I'm out of here. Football game's on. See you guys later. So it really may not, because you're good looking. You're very attractive for 40. So that's not it. Guys are just not that interested in women at the age of 43 as when they were 13. And it's not until the guys get significantly older, maybe the divorce is gone in the past, they got enough money finally. That's another big thing, because we just love taxing people's money away. So it's not until they make good money, which sometimes is in their mid to late 50s, And you're going to, and by the way, expect rich, relatively well-to-do older men to ask you out. Because they're like, oh, I'm going to die. Maybe I'd like to get the pee sleeve touched, you know, one more time. Maybe I'd like to have my peen touched just one more time by a pretty girl. A pretty girl. And 60-year-olds look at 40-year-olds. So you may have to, and there, you know, you got time working against you on that, because the older men get, certainly past 40, 45, I would say anyway, they're not as attractive anymore. And that's why you're not, oh, I'm not attracted to older men. Well, too bad. And it's going to be the rare guy who's in great shape. You know, there's usually that 55-year-old guy who runs marathons still. All right. But he's got his choice. He does have 40-year-old other gals chasing after him. But one, that's statistically rare. You get a guy who's middle-aged, essentially, or older, in that good of shape. And guys are even going to be asking girls out. So there's that. Then you said you didn't want to date guys that had kids. Well, guys your age are going to have kids. It's the same paradox that a guy your age is going to face. Most women in that dating range also have kids. You're an anomaly. I'm an anomaly. Most people, even though it's an increasing trend, most people do have kids. Very few don't, especially by your age. And so you're going to have to find a guy with kids. Too bad. Men complain about having all nothing but single. 40% of women between 18 and 35 are single moms. And it's less men because fewer men impregnate more women. So I did a math once. I think there's a shortage of, it was either 1.5 million single fathers or it was 15 million single fathers. I have to look up that number again. I mean, at least there's less single fathers than there are single mothers, if that makes any sense. So the statistics are in your favor, but they're not good. They're really not good. So that pretty much is it. It's a function of the men in your age range of dating, which I would peg between 35. Those guys are at their peak, man. They're not going to go after 40-year-old guy. They're just going to have fun with you. That's all. And maybe you want to go have fun with them. Fine. God forgives. Jesus forgives. So why don't join religion? It's like, do this. So you can't really go younger. And then older, they're tired. They don't want to date. They're probably divorced. They're burnt out. And most of them are going to have kids. So it's a function of the age, your dating age range of men. They're just not interested. Then you, all these environments you talk about, work, church. I talked about Christian men being pussies. Work, that's a no-go. That's toxic. That's like Chernobyl. You don't enter that. You don't go in there. You don't go in there. Guys do not ask out girls. You go to work, you shut up, you go home. I like your idea of volunteering. I like your idea of meetup groups. I'm going to recommend ballroom dancing as well, because that's a place to meet guys that are a little bit smarter than the average bear. You're old enough to get that reference. Hey, boo-boo boy. Zoink, Scoob. Let's go watch more Hanna-Barbera. So here's some options I've come up with for you. Let me finish. And then... grocery store and all that. All right, so here's the options. All right, one, you're going to have to date older. I don't care if you don't. I mean, I know you're going to have to be physically attracted to them, but you better start developing a taste for older men, right? So keep a keen eye out for guys that are in shape. Maybe marathons, okay? You know, senior marathons, or maybe not senior, but middle age or some kind of athleticism. So you got there. You can bide your time until 60-year-old men start looking attractive, but above all else, you're going to need to maintain your shape. So, you know, you got 10 years maybe, so get fat for the next 9. Don't even bother working out, but on the 10th year, get yourself back in shape and then try it again. I'm just giving you the least effort option. I get back to online dating and create. If you want, you can hire me out and I'll tailor I won't tailor it. I'll tell you what to do. You do it. I'll help you set up your dating profile. All right. So that it screens out as many guys, except for the guys that are constantly swiping right. Maybe you might want to go to Bumble or all these different other dating sites that. And then also in terms of actions, what you're going to have to do. Sorry. whether you had individually asked for it or not, enough women did. Y'all wanted equality, and me and Chad and Atham, some other regulars on my show, don't know how many shows you've watched, we've come to the conclusion girls are just going to have to ask guys out. And that's it. Girls have made it so difficult to ask them out, like online dating. Read that book, The Book of Numbers, so you go through it. But then what I want you to do is look at the tree charts where a guy asked, like he swiped right on 16,000 and it ended up in 3 dates. Those are the numbers guys are facing, which is means it's a waste of time. Getting shot down. Now, me and most of the guys in our little community here, we got rid of our approach anxiety. We built up the callus to ask girls out and get shot down and not care. That's not your average guy. Your average guy doesn't want to ask a girl out. They've been told since you and I have been alive, because you're 6 years younger than me, and I was in school already by the time you were being born, and they were pounding it into us. Girls and boys are equal. All right. Still waiting for girls to ask guys out. And those men have had it too, where it's like, okay, girls are, well, maybe they'll ask guys out. Now, after a while, once you're like 15 or 16, like, hey, these girls aren't asking us out. Oh, it was all BS, wasn't it? Equality for the fun stuff, but not equality for the hard responsibility and work stuff. Linemen, tradesmen, asking guys out. Whoa, no, but I like to be a traditional girl. Okay, you're going to have to ask guys out. Sorry, getting back to my original point, because it's increasingly difficult to ask girls out in person, online. It's increasingly impolite. If not now, it's starting to become sexual harassment if you ask a girl out. Well, certainly sexual harassment. Maybe not. You don't go to jail for it, but you could lose your job for it. At work, college campuses are kind of scaring young men away, although that's a generation after you. I hate to say this, only because it's a wild card. You may want to think about signing up for Seeking Arrangement. I mean, that will clear out a lot of the riffraff real quick. He's like, well, isn't that a prostitute site? Pretty much, yeah, but a lot of gals are using that now for dating. And yeah, you're going to, essentially you're getting paid to go out with a guy. There is the tacit assumption that you would have sex, but more and more of my agents in the field are reporting that girls are using that for like a dating app. I don't know. I can't guarantee you it would have any success, but boy, that's going to screen out a lot of guys. You know, maybe consider giving that a shot. Have no expectations, but aside, I mean, for the most part, it's too laborious, too taxing, too risky in some cases to be asking girls out. And you may say, well, that's weaklings and cowards. Well, yeah, that's most guys. Yeah. You know, if I were back in the dating field, I probably would only run day game a la Troy Francis. And it would be at a grocery store. It wouldn't be at groups. It wouldn't be at clubs. It wouldn't be at the gym. It wouldn't be any place I regularly visit. And well, I've said this many times, but I just go Seeking Arrangement. Here's your money. Go on, let's go. I'm honest. But yeah, you like, okay, you're going to have to really flirt. I'm not saying make it so obvious, but make it clear to the guy, well, this girl might like me. All right. But if you see a guy, you want to ask him out, you're going to have to ask him out. Oh, and if you thought, oh, I'm really not that social. Well, not only are you going to be more social, you may plumb have to ask guys out. You may act. Here, sit down. I hope you sit. Are you sitting down? Sit down. I'll wait for you. I'll give you a couple. You can sit down. Okay, get a good night. Get comfy in your chair. You may have to become the first American woman to ask a guy out in history. I know. You might be the one, the chosen one, the one who makes the path that no one else will follow, because that's hard. My fifis might get it. But yes, that you see a guy, he's sitting there, he's not paying attention to you. Well, go ask him out. Oh, you know, you don't have to ask him out. You're like, just give him your number. Like, here's my number. Call me. Take me out sometime. I mean, that's gotta be kind of floored a little bit. And frankly, you think there's a trick or something's wrong. But that's an easy thing for girls to do. Here's my number. I want you to take me out sometime. Okay. So there's that. And then there's only another, hang on, scratchy ear. So only two other things that come to mind. And this I've given advice, interestingly enough, to black women. They want, where do I find rich black men or classy black men, as one gal said. But it goes for all men. The cigar lounge. Okay. Now, the brothers do like the cigar lounge, but it's not, they don't have monopoly on the joint. There's other men there, too. I presume you want to date a white guy, but, you know, if the right guy comes along. Cigar lounges are men probably a little bit high on your age range, but there are men in their 40s or so who do go to the cigar lounge. Along or associated with that would be whiskey tastings or scotch tastings or bourbon tastings. Another thing for you to consider, right? So you go to where high-end classy guys go. And the cigar lounge is about the highest end, classiest end place you're going to find where good quality men are. They're going to be a little bit older, not going to be a frat party. Not one guy has ever complained when a woman walks in, they're like, what's a girl doing here? Oh, you dress for the cigar lounge, go into the cigar lounge first, regular jeans and a shirt. Okay. Just going to get a cigar, scope it out. Does it look higher end? Scope it out on a Friday night. Are people dressed up? Do they have events? Is it a classy cigar lounge? Okay. Now you can wear your dress there, right? If you smoke pipe or cigar, all the more better to you. Is it more of a homey cigar lounge? Kind of a working man cigar where guys are all retired cops and all that. That's kind of where I go. It's awesome. And they're exchanging penis jokes and locker room talk. All right, well, that's a little bit different. You know, maybe you put on a cute set of shorts and whatever. You come in and, hey, boys, what's up? You light your cigar and you exchange in the mockery of their small peni. But you're going to find, whether it's a high-end one or just a regular guy club, higher-end quality men there. Also, gun range. Go to the gun range. What's wrong with the gun range? You can't talk because you're shooting guns all the time. It's very loud. But maybe you go to some of their activities. Maybe you go to their barbecue. There was a place that was a gun range cigar lounge. No, cigar lounge that had outdoor barbecues in Kansas City. And then an activity was they went to the gun range. There's going to be some pretty good guys there. And they're going to be financially, not maybe rich, but well off enough to buy AR-15s, Tavers, Galils, other good weapons. So there you go. And then any other kind of venue where there might be, I know ballroom dancing, but that's kind of asexual. It's not particularly masculine. But, you know, like gun ranges, cigar lounges. Do you like race car driving? Go to the race car track. Do you want to learn how to fix up mechanic? Want to become a mechanic? Go take an auto mechanics class. Wherever there might be guys, go there. If you get to know the guys. If you really like a guy, you can flirt. Like, oh, yeah, you sit next to Bobby. Oh, hi, Bobby. It's the eighth grade all over again. And then if Bobby doesn't get the hint and, you know, Bobby's single and all that, you know, that, well, now you got the chance. Are you going to shit where you eat at the cigar lounge? Maybe you like the cigar lounge, but you just give him your, hey, give me a call, Bobby. You could take me out for dinner sometime. That's a cool, classy, I think that's pretty neat. But other words, aside from you going out and putting yourself out there, there's not much else you can do because one age, these men are old and they're burnt out and they're not really there. I even had a chart. If you want empirical data, this goes way back in my blog. I did a chart, like the number of guys asked out each year by age range. And it's a big peak at about 20, 21, 22. And then it just tanks. And by the time they're 50, these guys are asking out a girl per year. Keep in mind, this is 15 years ago on my blog. About 15 years ago, maybe 10. So it's only gotten worse. And that's it. There you go. All right. Do we have any super chats? If I missed any, don't worry. I'll probably do a missed super chats. Sam Whiskey, $2. It's just a couch. Fred Freeman saw $2. Cap helps folks with everything except getting an MBA. It's because I don't want to hurt people. Don't want to hurt people. Fred Freeman saw for $2 again. Date liberal gal from Chicago or find a girlfriend in Eastern Europe. I would find a girlfriend in Eastern Europe. I would not date a liberal girl, period, from any place. Fred Freeman saw $2. Best practice, follow the Pence principle at work. Yes. read that book. Fred, again, $2. You read MGTOW Guide to Retire in 200,000 Easy. Good, bad. No, but Luca does regularly advertise on the show. And I did go, I have the copy at my office back in South Dakota. I went through the table of contents. He did a very thorough job. Like, if he even talked about three bullet points on each of those topics, that is a very thorough and good and well-researched book. I just don't have time to read. If I do a book review, that means someone paid me to review the book, and they paid a lot of money because I hate reading, and books take a long ass time to read. Nonstop Dre. Hello, Dre360 for $2. Cappy's next business, A-hole dating consultant. We did that. We had the Clary relationship test. I don't know if that might have been before your time there, Dre. People come up. I had a 20-point questionnaire to ascertain whether the person you were dating was worthwhile. And there's a core score, and there was a global score. Fred again. $2. Can Vlad date my bad ones? Want to know if it's me or her. Vlad is not going to date ones. Well, why are you even dating ones? Sam Whiskey. $2. Remember, Cappy, you pay them to leave. I know. That's why I think if she read that, the link is down below. Me and Jack had a good podcast, but I put it at the time where we talked about, like, asking a middle-aged guy if he wants to go date is like asking my stepdad who was in Vietnam if he wanted to go back to Vietnam. It's like, no, it wasn't a pleasant experience. And unfortunately for, you know, middle-aged gals, they say, oh, we're back. And it's like, no, the guy, they left. This is not 1991 anymore. It is not Pokemon Go. Media hits $5. How's Rapid City nightlife? Lots of tours. Yeah, lots of tours when it's tourist season. Otherwise, it's fine. There's a couple schools, mines. There's a relatively younger population. It's all right. It's happening. But there's like a seedy bar. It's called the Oasis. I kind of like it. Then there's the preppy bar. It's called Murphy's. I also kind of like it. There's the gay bar. It's called the Brass Rail. I like it. There's the cigar lounge. I like it. There's the Alex Johnson Hotel restaurant bar. I like it. There's enough. There's some flavor and variety. Some brew pubs. but nightlife, not a lot. But that's been dying all over. Minneapolis, nightlife was great in the 90s, and now it's dead. There's not and this is before the riots and people burned buildings down. But yeah, the tourists, they just, oh my God, look, an ice cream cone looked like George Washington's head. Let's pay $20 for it. You know, Nonstop Trade sponsored by the Carlson School of Management, which, by the way, the going rate, the highest bid for my degree is $450. So we'll be auctioning off my college degree in September. but we're taking bids now over email. So if you want to bid, go to assholeconsulting.com and shoot me a bid. But it has to be more than 450. Oh, and also, by the way, the minimalism class starts. Oh, crap. I meant to do it on Eastern time. It started 11 minutes ago. All right. I'll have to do a video after this one and announce it. But the minimalism class, in case you guys were interested in spending less than you make, finally, that class will be offering here and once I'm done with this. Fred Freeman, solid $2. You'd like reading more had you gotten an MBA set. No, I like reading more if my English teachers weren't a bunch of freaking Nazis who made us read books I didn't want to read. Treverius Wiley, new guy, $10. They've already invaded the cigar lounge. What, girls or SJWs? I haven't seen a lot of either. I go to a lot of cigar lounges across the country. Fred, $2. Appears new Carlson online MBA only $90,000. Oh, I should rip them a new one. Like, are you kidding me? The Harvard of Hennepin County. All right, there you go. All right, so best of luck to you, dear. Yeah, Dre, $450. That's like 225 times what you normally, you know, chintz out when you give me a super chat. your $2 super chats there, Dre. With your what percent disabled are you? What disability rate they give? How many billions of dollars do you get each month from the taxpayer or the VA? So it's $450. It should come out to 90. It should, Fred. I should have it for 90,000. Yeah. Barely compensate me. All right. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.